Our region's rapid growth is straining our lakes, especially little lakes on the fringes of urban areas. And when growth approaches, the communities around them aren't always prepared to protect them from pollution. KUOW's Region of Boom team has been hanging out in Black Diamond because it's the future site of King County's biggest housing development. That's how reporter Joshua McNichols heard the curious story of Lake Sawyer's Weir Master.
The water level of Lake Sawyer in Black Diamond is controlled by a weir, a small dam built back in the 1950s. It has a rinky-dink little fish ladder and a board that you can take out to lower the lake. And somebody has to take care of it.
So there's like a weir master? What is a weir master?
I think the weir master is a technical word for the person who takes the board out of the weir. It's very unique. It's very particular.
That's Andy Williamson, who works for the city of Black Diamond. I told him I wanted to meet this mysterious individual.
Do you know the Weir Master personally? Do you know who it is, and do you know that person?
I knew who the Weir Master used to be, but that person has retired and moved to Arizona, so I don't know who currently is the Weir Master.
But he did have a lead. The guys who live on either side of the weir is on their property. So in a way, they're responsible for it. I traveled there by boat. Lake Sawyer residents Cindy and Bill Wheeler rowed me there. On the way over, Cindy told me how Bill courted her on this lake.
And I said to him, I don't know how to water ski. He said, I'd be happy to teach you.
30 years later, they're both still living on Lake Sawyer.
This lake means so much to us.
But they don't know the Weir Master. Our boat arrived at the dam.
Hey.
Kenny Dooley waved us over from the shore.
How the heck do you guys end up out here?
Half of the weir is on his property.
No. Would you call yourself the Weir Master?
No, I wouldn't, no.
Dooley told me when he bought this property in 1996, the deed didn't say anything about the weir or his responsibility for it.
The people that I bought the place from, you know, I was told that he pretty much maintained this.
The weir?
Yeah, so he pretty much maintained it. And I just thought it was just, you know, out of the kindness of his heart type deal, but now that come to find out, it wasn't that way.
A few years ago, he learned from the state that if the dam breaks, he has to fix it. Randy Payne lives on the other side.
Are you the Weir Master?
I don't think so. There's been rumors of one, but I've never had anybody introduce himself or anything like that.
Payne said he got a binder from the state detailing his responsibility for the weir. He can't remember what it said.
I mean, I'm not sure where it is. I could try to find it, but
yeah.
I don't know. I'm not positive where it is. So.
Cindy Wheeler wasn't surprised.
There isn't a Weir Master of Lake Sawyer. There's been no entity or individual who has been assigned or identified as the Weir Master ever since the city of Black Diamond annexed this lake 20 plus years ago.
On our way back across the lake, Cindy Wheeler told me the Weir Master, or rather the lack of one, is a symbol of a larger problem. She said no level of government has demonstrated enough commitment to protect this lake.
Fish and Wildlife, King County, Department of Ecology, and the City of Black Diamond are all stakeholders in this lake. They certainly all collect tax dollars from this waterfront district, and they need to have a comprehensive plan that manages everything.
But she said they don't. She said that's especially important with a 6,000 home development being built in Lake Sawyer's watershed. Wheeler rode me to a stream that empties into Lake Sawyer. It flows near part of the future development. Wheeler said by the time we detect this development's impact on the lake, it'll be too late.
But it makes me mad. We may well harm and kill this resource before anybody gets to enjoy what it once could have been.
But the developer doesn't want to see the lake destroyed either. Colin Lund is Oak Point's development director. He said any rain that falls on the new development will be sent back into the ground where the water can be cleansed by the soil. He said the law forbids the project from adding pollution to the lake.
We were required to do low-impact development techniques, so we've really taken that to heart. And if you were on site today, you would see that we've installed several rain gardens. which is really kind of the natural way of taking care of stormwater, to basically infiltrate the water back in the ground, kind of where it fell, if you will.
Lund said this development will go beyond the legal requirements for cleaning the rainwater. Oak Point plans to make those water-filtering rain gardens a prominent feature in the landscape so that people can see them in action during a rainstorm.
We're not trying to hide the fact that we're doing, you know, low-impact development, but we're celebrating it. We're putting it right up front.
Black Diamond's residents are split on whether to trust the developer's promises to control pollution. Cindy Wheeler didn't, and she hired some expert help.
I'm Rob Zizet with Herrera Environmental Consultants, and I'm a water quality specialist and a senior limnologist.
Limnologist? What does that mean?
Study of lakes.
Zizet works on some well-known lakes. He advises Seattle on how to manage Green Lake, for example. He said when he got out of college, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency used to shell out a lot of money to study and restore lakes.
But those funds have been cut. The focus now is on salmon in streams, and lakes do not have a funding source.
He said today, the burden of maintaining lakes falls mostly on the homeowners who live on them.
Everybody who lives around a lake, people figure they're rich, they can afford to manage their lake, it's their problem. That's why they're not giving them money, because they're a bunch of rich lake homeowners. So they're left with the burden.
But lake management is really expensive, so many lakes go unmanaged. They begin to lose their oxygen. They develop toxic algae blooms. And when lakes decline too far, their problems flow downstream and create larger problems in Puget Sound. In Black Diamond, there's a small budget for monitoring Lake Sawyer, but the developer's plan to filter pollutants out of the stormwater there is ambitious. Zizet said the developer's work must be monitored very closely. He said it's going to take more than a weir master to protect this lake. In Black Diamond, I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.
You can find more reporting on Black Diamond from our Region of Boom team on our website. It's at kuow.org.